Mr. Bahn welcomed President Hamid Karzai's announcement Tuesday that he would accept a runoff with his closest rival, Abdullah Abdullah, after the UN-backed audit of the August 20th vote found nearly a quarter of all votes were fraudulent and had to be thrown out.
I'm very much pleased that the Afghan leadership, President Karzai, has agreed to respect the result of this independent election commission as well as Electoral Complaint Commission, as has been agreed before, and in accordance with the constitutional process.
Mr. Karzai originally received some 54% of the votes cast, but the UN-backed Electoral Complaints Commission examined more than 2,500 allegations of fraud, including phantom polling stations, ballot stuffing, and police intimidation, and declared a third of Mr. Karzai's ballots invalid, reversing his outright victory. The election results were further complicated by infighting among UN representatives in Afghanistan. The chief of the UN mission there, Qaida, did not acknowledge that there was widespread fraud until recently. But his deputy, Peter Galbraith, raised the allegation sooner and was dismissed from his post by the Secretary General. Mr. Bahn said there's a huge challenge in conducting a runoff election only 18 days from now. He said the United Nations would provide all the necessary administrative, technical, and logistical support to the Afghans, as it did for the first round, and would work with the Electoral Complaints Commission and the Independent Election Commission to make the second round transparent and credible.
But having learned lessons from the first elections that there was a widespread fraud, irregularities and fraudulence, we will try our best in close coordination with Afghan leadership and Afghan institutions and other international major partners to make this election as fair and free of fraudulence.
He added that the second round must not be a repeat of the first. In Afghanistan, Mr. Bahn's special representative, Qaida, told reporters that his approach to the elections has always been one of respect for the Afghan constitution and the other institutions that were put in place to move the election process forward. He said those institutions functioned as they should, and that is what has led to the runoff vote. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.